The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Nice. Welcome. So for the theme for tonight, and I will mute everyone and ask you to mute yourself before I start. There. Okay. For the theme for this evening's practice together, I think the theme that's coming up for me as one that's relevant, well, so many themes can be relevant, but what's coming up for me is one of holding presence, in a way of holding witness, holding presence for whatever is arising, holding presence, being present for your own life in this moment, having this front row seat in this unusual, unprecedented time. So having a sense of presence, imbued with openness, curiosity, kindness, to embrace whatever is arising in this journey of being human, this wild, wild journey of being human that is not always pleasant, is the first noble truth. There is suffering. There are challenges in life. Being human, having this body, being alive is not a piece of cake. It's pretty much well known. It's the first noble truth in Buddhism and in many traditions is known. It's attributed. It's not that you're doing something wrong. It's just a part of being human. Things are unreliable. Things go according to their own plan, which is often different from what you had planned personally. But can we be present for the ups and downs, whatever shows up? Can we be fully present, stably present for our own life? Not wishing to be somewhere else, not wishing to tune out, but to be fully, fully present. And by actually turning towards it, by turning fully, fully towards, really attending to whatever is arising in our hearts, in our minds, in our awareness, realizing that actually that perspective, in fact, changes our experience, our relationship, changes perhaps what might have been fear and avoidance to a sense of presence and courage and being with, a sense of opening up tenderly with care, with compassion. And it all starts from presence, being present with, not turning around. And also to say that sometimes, or rather to say that to be present with, it doesn't have to be a pushing or a shoulding, so that when things are very challenging or difficult, we push our nose into the challenge all the time. I'm supposed to be with this. I'm supposed to be with this to practice, to be a good practitioner. I think that's interpreting the idea of presence a little too tightly. And I've heard that from some of my students sometimes, that it just gets tough and it feels like, oh, okay, I have to sit with this again too. I mean, it's been a hard day, week, month. I have to sit with this. Oh. So the invitation, the practice is not that either. The idea is to invite sitting with, I mean, well, presence can be offered to either what is difficult, but if it's only offered to what's difficult, we get withered, our minds get tired, exhausted, rightfully, because being with what's difficult all the time doesn't nourish us. So also to have presence for what's good, what's for, what's nourishing, what we often ignore in our hearts and mind, in our bodies, in our life. So when I say presence, it doesn't just mean present with what's to be present with what's difficult. It's present with also what's good. But starting with building, with tapping into a sense of presence and openness to what's arising. So having said enough as an invitation, it's time for us to get into our meditation together. The fun part, the juicy part. So I invite you to get comfortable. If you need to move, landing in your seat, in your chair. Arriving in yourself. Maybe greeting yourself internally. Hello, dear one. Greeting yourself kindly, as if you would greet someone you really, really care about. Hello. Hello, dear. Hello, sweetie. Nice to be with you, really be with you in this moment. Acknowledging that maybe throughout the day, there's been so many moments you've attended to other things, other people, other needs, and now turning. Turning to this being that is you. Maybe even smiling at yourself, starting with a smile. Softening, relaxing, as if you're putting your feet up, letting your hair down, whatever the metaphor that works for you, just relaxing at the end of the day. Attending to this being that is you, whom you are the first and foremost guardian of. Landing in this body in this moment. Allowing the breath to be received. And settling and calming this body and mind. Each and every breath, in breath and out breath. And if thoughts, emotions, memories, self-judgments come up in this moment, letting them be faint. Don't give them the loudspeaker. Let them be faint. Let them come and go. You don't have to believe them. You might choose to say a gentle thank you. Thank you, not now. And offer yourself, your body, your breath. Your kind awareness, your loving awareness. With each in-breath, letting there be more awareness, more presence, more alertness. And with each out-breath, letting there be more ease, letting go, landing in your body. Allowing the breath to fill out, to fill you out. As if you were getting more inflated, the areas of your body. Being more filled out, the breath bringing awareness. Awareness in your feet. In your legs. Together with the breath, filling out your sit bones, your bottom, places there may not have been awareness of the sensations of your body. Your hands, your arms. Your abdomen, your chest. As if through this practice period, you were becoming more filled out, more inflated. Maybe before, awareness was sagging, presence was sagging, a pop-up doll that was only half inflated. Letting each breath inflate this body more with awareness. Your neck, shoulders. Your face, your head. Noticing for yourself all the little places, all the little cells. Expanding throughout your body, coming to life, being filled with the breath, with awareness, with sensation, awareness of sensation. And let it be easeful, not a pushing or trying too hard. See that it's happening on its own. You set the intention, and it just happens on its own. as awareness is inflating, filling up. Your senses with awareness more. Tune into the pleasantness. With interest. With interest, curiosity about the sense of presence. Interest in the pleasantness that comes naturally. In the little moments when we turn the attention inward. Nourishing. Soothing. Calming. Now, as awareness has been filling the body with more sensations, more presence, I invite you to have a sense of resting. Resting, non-doing. The phrase resting in awareness. Let's start with resting. It's a non-doing, resting. Allowing the breath to move on its own. Allowing things to be just as they are. Appreciating that awareness is here all by itself. It can't be turned off. It's ever present. Can there be a sense of ease, relaxation? As if you were lying down, resting. Same feeling of resting on grass, watching the blue skies, resting, being aware of the clouds coming and going. Being aware of the sensations of the field of grass touching your body, the birds singing, sun on your face, the same feeling, resting. The knowing of coming and going, of sensations in the body in this moment. The knowing of the breath as it moves on its own. Relaxing. Resting, letting it be known, whatever needs to be known. Sounds. Thoughts arising and passing. Sense of spaciousness, still embodied, still in this body that's inflated, full, it's full with awareness, and the fullness of awareness of the body allows us to be aware of everything that arises and passes, sounds, thoughts, emotions, attitudes, fully present. Not reactive. And if at any point the comings and goings feel too overwhelming, too many of them, then relax, rest in just the awareness of the breath and the body as the refuge. Keep it very simple. Let this resting be nourishing. Resting is nourishing. Awareness is nourishing. See how relaxing and resting and the sense of presence simply aware of what arises and passes without plans, expectations. Can be nourishing, interesting. How it can also have a sense of warmth. This attitude of openness. Invitation. Naturally has a sense of friendliness and warmth imbued in it. This resting in the awareness is resting in friendliness with experience. Friendliness as in you're not closing the doors of your awareness. Like a friendly host, the doors are open. Every guest can come and go. Every guest will come and go. There is so much spaciousness in the room of your heart, in the home of your heart. There is no need for reactivity. Or perhaps even reactivity, if it comes, is like a guest. It will come and it will go. No need to get reactive about the reactivity. For the last moments of this practice period, notice if a sense of friendliness with experience can be breathed in more fully to fill your heart and body. Friendliness with yourself. Friendliness with this body, no matter what. With this heart, with this mind. No matter what. Letting friendliness fill out those corners. That are a little tight or collapsed, perhaps. Can use a little more air. And if there are judgments arising for how this practice period was or wasn't, let there be friendliness in the space and the awareness that knows, hears, acknowledges this self-judgment. It just arises and passes away without getting stuck. Like a light breeze comes and goes. Appreciating yourself for having shown up, having tried. So, filling ourselves with awareness, with kindness, with nourishment of awareness, with nourishment of friendliness, turned internal and allowing us to have a sense of presence in the world that is friendly. So be lovely if you are moved to share maybe a word of what's coming up for you. And you can type it in the chat if you wish, or unmute yourself. And I'll start. What's arising for me right now is it's a sense of ease, a lot more ease and settledness and presence. I'm almost more sleepy. I think the resting and the awareness, I was really resting. So so anything you'd like to share, if you wish, could just be a word. Calm. Thank you, Wendy. Coziness. Possible. Lovely. Nice. Sweet dreams, sleepy. or sweet dreams, sleepy. Great. Contrast. Non-judgmental. Grounded. Beautiful. Lovely. It always makes me glad, makes me happy to read the reflections, the one-word reflections, and I feel it's also supportive of the space to bring them in into our practice. And everything is welcome. If you feel more anxious, you can bring that into, no part left out. So don't feel like it just has to be calm and grounded and all great. Everything is welcome. So this is the time that is part of Happy Ever. The invitation for the practice is to move into interactive practice and take what we have now practiced inside, internally with our eyes closed, to practice with another couple of beings. As the invitation was to have a sense of presence, and a sense of friendliness, now we turn that and see if we can hold that and listen, to do deep listening for a minute, couple of minutes to another human being with the sense of friendliness and presence. What does that feel like? And also if we are held in the same way with presence and friendliness when we share. And the prompt is simple. The prompt is, how are you right now? What's coming up for you? And there's no right or wrong answer. You can say, I spaced out the whole meditation. It was terrible. Or I loved it. Or it doesn't matter what you say. It's all held with this friendliness, which is part of this practice. So, and if you're on the edge, if you're not quite sure if you want to participate or not, I invite you to give it a try. A lot of people say, oh, I wanted to hop off. Actually, somebody was just saying that. The last time I taught that, I wanted to hop off and not participate in the interactive practice. And I'm so glad I did, because miracles really happened during the interaction. So, and if still tonight you feel it's not for you to spend, it will be about a total of maybe 6 minutes or so, this interaction. If it's not for you, it's perfectly fine to bow out right now. All good. So I'm going to make the breakout rooms now. Here we go. Okay. Let's see. And just to say, each person will be speaking for about a minute or so, minute and a half. And actually tonight, maybe I will not time. I'll let you guys just, actually, maybe I will time. Maybe I'll just broadcast. Maybe it would be supportive. Actually, there are different sizes of rooms. This gets interesting. Okay. Tell you what, I'm going to open. Let's see. Move. Here we go. Okay, I'm opening all rooms. So we have just a few minutes. And if you would like to unmute yourself to share reflection, to share a question about how the practice, either the first practice, resting in awareness, filling your heart, your body up with this sense of awareness with the breath, and then seeing that actually awareness and kindness are imbued together, how that is for you, and or the second part, the interactive practice. Any questions, comments, complaints, please.
Well, I loved it. It was easy to go along with the expanding, and it was just was perfect.
Great, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate hearing that the flow really worked for you, Jeannie. The expansion, the sense of getting uninflated. Getting inflated. Yeah, lovely. We have a comment from Helen. I always appreciate the little interaction. Oh, thank you. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you, Helen. Thank you for your reflection. Appreciate that. Yeah. Any other reflections, please?
I'll go. I realized that the thing that I've been missing with isolation is the way I interact with people is often very playful. And I like to bring, even if I'm a counselor, so I do deal with darkness and challenges, but I like to bring a lot of goofy moments, joyful moments. And I haven't been able to create that as much with myself or through telecounseling, but I'm wondering now that I realize that that's been missing for a few months in my life, if I can bring it along with, facing the deep challenges that we have, also remembering there's a big piece of me that's goofy and I need to kind of like let it out. So that's really what came to mind, which was really kind of a great insight during the sitting.
Lovely. Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah. In what I'm hearing you say, you sharing with that insight is realizing that there's been so much of the challenges that you've been turning your attention to, of course, then realizing that, well, there is more. There is the goofiness, there is the joy, there is the happiness, and that is nourishing. That needs attention and awareness too. And let's not forget about that. How can I continue to nourish myself? And really, it's part of the joy of life. If we just praise the challenges, then right? it's always a mix. It's always a mix. So beautiful. It makes me happy to know and to hear that reflection came up for you. Amy, that's lovely. Yay. Enjoy. Let your goofiness shine and nourish you and others. Yay. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. You're calling in from Oahu, I see. Yeah, lovely.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Great. So it's 7:00 and want to thank you all for coming, showing up for yourself, for others, and practicing together, supporting each other in this way. And may May we all be safe, happy. Let our joy, our goofy sides shine. May we have presence and kindness for ourselves. And may the merit of our practice be of benefit to all beings everywhere. Thank you all. Lovely to see you. Take care. Good night, wherever you are. Bye.
Thank you again.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care.
You too, Helen. Bye.
Bye-bye.